gay too. Go for gay.
There were more than 100 bills filed that target LGBT people in some way.
Someone can find a sign in front of a restaurant that says, no gays welcome here, and that will be perfectly legal.
The song became her signature song for the next 30 years.
Nobody is perfect. I come to you, black and blue.
Let us never speak of this again.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. Republican-led U.S. state legislatures pursue queer suppression, Rachel's show wins cable TV ratings wars, and quarantine music makers collaborate on Someday, Someday. Those stories and more this week, now that you've discovered This Way Out.
I'm Paula Thomas.
And I'm John Dyer V.
With NewsWrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting LGBTQ communities around the world for the week ending March 6, 2021. Queer suppression is going hand in hand with voter suppression efforts in Republican-led U.S. state legislatures. While the alarming attacks on democracy get national media attention, transgender young people are specifically targeted in many new anti-LGBTQ bills, and there are dozens of them. At least 35 bills that ban transgender students from participating in extracurricular sports have been tallied by The Hill. They count 25 other bills that would deny gender-affirming medical care to trans teens. In some bills, doctors who perform such medical care can be criminally prosecuted. So can parents who approve it. Idaho passed a bill banning trans students from competing in sports in 2020. A federal judge has blocked the bill from being enforced while a legal challenge proceeds. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki reaffirmed President Biden's executive order banning anti-LGBTQ bias in the workplace and most other areas of life this week. She pointedly said that any bills passed at the state level to discriminate against LGBTQ people are flatly illegal.
Republican-controlled state legislatures in Mississippi and South Dakota have already sent anti-queer bills to their governors. Mississippi's law would prevent transgender girls from competing in school sports, and Republican Governor Tate Reeves is expected to sign it soon. South Dakota's law is a so-called religious liberty measure that would open the door to anti-LGBTQ discrimination. Pro-Trump Republican Governor Kristi Noem is expected to sign that one. However, a bill passed in the South Dakota House to ban trans girls from competing against cis girls in school sports was killed in a state Senate committee. Alabama's Senate passed a bill this week that would deny gender-affirming medical care to any transgender person in the state under the age of 19. That would include hormone treatments or puberty blockers, as well as gender-affirming surgery. Trans activist Marie Willa posted an emotional video warning on TikTok urging parents of trans kids to get your children to safety in another state. She said that the bill's passage would drive the suicide rate up just astronomically high.
The Tennessee Senate passed a ban on trans youth competing in middle and high school sports this week. It's not clear when the measure will be considered by the state house. Republican Governor Bill Lee seems likely to sign the bill if it reaches his desk, since he said that transgenders participating in women's sports will destroy women's sports. Similar measures to ban trans athletes have already passed one legislative chamber in North and South Dakota, Montana, and Utah. Another anti-trans and sports measure was introduced this week in the Wisconsin House. The Montana Senate also advanced a bill that would allow faith-based discrimination against LGBTQ people.
The largest Protestant evangelical adoption and fostering agency in the U.S. announced this week that all of its offices will now welcome same-gender couples. Bethany Christian Services CEO and President Chris Pulaski advised more than 1,500 staff members in an email that, "We will now offer services with the love and compassion of Jesus to the many types of families who exist in our world today. We're taking an all-hands-on-deck approach where all are welcome." Bethany's board unanimously approved the policy change in January. Based in Grand Rapids, Michigan, the Christian Services Agency operates in 32 U.S. states and more than a dozen other countries. It's been on an evolving journey to welcoming queer couples as prospective foster or adoptive parents over the past few years. Bethany has allowed local offices in the U.S. to accept LGBTQ applicants where there are local or state anti-discrimination laws. When Philadelphia's Catholic Social Services Adoption Agency brought a high-profile religious liberty suit, Bethany yielded to the law. Bethany's Nathan Bolt told the New York Times that it became really untenable to have this patchwork of practices. Bethany was ready, and Christians are ready. Christians of mutual good faith can reasonably disagree on various doctrinal issues.
A court in China's eastern Jiangsu province has rejected a student's challenge to the use of a textbook describing homosexuality as a psychological disorder. A district court in the city of Suqian decided that the description is just a matter of perceptual differences and not a factual error, according to a copy of the ruling seen by the Reuters reporters. The February 9th ruling upheld an earlier September 2020 decision. Under the pseudonym Xixi, the plaintiff complained that they didn't even have a trial, they just handed down the judgment. The 24-year-old NGO worker said that she only learned about the ruling through her lawyer on February 22nd. Xixi sued Jinan University Press in 2017 over its continued use of the 2013 Mental Health Education for College Students textbook. She said that it classifies homosexuality as a psychological disorder, which it isn't. Same-gender sex was decriminalized in China in 1997. The Chinese Psychiatric Association removed its description of homosexuality as a mental disorder in 2001. Ah Jiang works with the Guangzhou-based NGO PFLAG, a peer support group for parents and friends of LGBTQ people. He told the South China Morning Post that the editor of the textbook apparently used viewpoints that do not match society's perception of sexual minorities today. Jiang compared the book's characterization of homosexuality to the belief that the sun revolves around the earth.
In an unusual multicolored ray of light out of Poland this week, three women have been acquitted of offending religious feelings for posters adding a rainbow halo to the Virgin Mary. Had they been convicted, they would have been sent to prison for up to 2 years. The offense occurred in April 2019. The women put up posters and stickers of the rainbow-haloed Virgin Mary around the city of Płock to protest what one of them called the exclusion of LGBT people from society. They used the image from Our Lady of Częstochowa, a painting revered by many Polish Roman Catholics. Local news reports quoted the judge as saying that the activists' activities were provocative but aimed at drawing attention to the homophobic and harmful decor in the church in Płock. Their actions were aimed at protecting people who were discriminated against. He also cited several letters from Roman Catholics who said they were not offended by the rainbow halo image. The heavily Roman Catholic country has been roiled by repeated anti-queer rants by narrowly re-elected President Andrzej Duda and legislation in dozens of municipalities declaring that they are LGBT-free zones. At least six of those towns have lost their sister city funding from European Union member states.
The government of Ghana has come under increasing fire around the world for forcing the offices of an LGBTQ rights group in Accra to close. An open letter penned by Brits of Ghanaian heritage condemning the action have been signed by actors Idris Elba and Naomi Campbell, British Vogue editor-in-chief Edward Enninful, architect Sir David Adjaye, and former Labour Party Shadow Home Secretary Diane Abbott. UK Black Pride co-founder Phyllis, Lady Phil, Akua Apaku Jihima, called it un-African. Black Lives Matter UK issued a supportive statement that we stand with all oppressed queer and transgender people across Africa and the world. Ghanaian government officials reacted defiantly by vowing to further curb LGBTQ activities and groups. Private consensual adult same-gender sex is prosecuted as unnatural carnal knowledge, and there are no laws protecting LGBTQ people from discrimination in the West African nation. President Nana Akufo-Addo insists that queer couples will never get legal recognition as long as he heads the government.
Finally, security police in the Mexican beach resort of Tulum in the state of Quintana Roo tried to arrest a gay male couple this week for kissing. The cops were no doubt shocked at the unexpected reaction of other beachgoers. A video getting lots of views on Facebook shows heavily armed men handcuffing the two Speedo-clad men and forcing them onto an open-roof ATV. A large crowd gathers around the vehicle, and their attitude toward the arrests is quite evident in this audio excerpt.
I'm gay too.
A police spokesman said that they were responding to a citizen complaint and denied that homophobia motivated the arrests. He claimed that the men were detained for immoral acts in a public place. Members of the crowd shared their own stories of the incident online, and all said they witnessed kissing, nothing more. They were not committing any crime, wrote one fellow beachgoer. The increasingly angry crowd would not relent, and the two men were freed from their handcuffs and kissed any charges goodbye.
That's News Wrap, Global Queer News with Attitude, for the week ending March 6, 2021. Follow the news in your area and around the world. An informed community is a strong community.
NewsWrap is recording remotely during the COVID-19 emergency. It's written by Greg Gordon, edited by Alicia Chappell, produced by Brian DeShazer, and brought to you by you.
Help keep us in ears around the world at thiswayout.org, where you can also read the text of this newscast and much more.
And you can listen to NewsWrap each week by subscribing to our This Way Out radio channel on YouTube. For This Way Out, I'm John Dyer V. Stay healthy.
And I'm Paula Thomas. Stay safe.
In the 200 cities and 17 states with laws like this already on the books, there are no examples documented of a transgender person who is this sex predator in a bathroom.
Legislative latrine duty and other discriminatory actions overflow across the U.S. later in the program.
You're the top. You're Mahatma Gandhi, you're the top, you're Napoleon Brandy, you're the purple light of a summer night in Spain, you're the National Gallery, you're Garbo Celery, you're cellophane.
The U.S. cable television galaxy is bright with star queer news commentators like Shepard Smith on CNBC, Anderson Cooper, Don Lemon, and Suzanne Malveaux on CNN, and Steve Kornacki, Jonathan Capehart, and Joshua Johnson on MSNBC. But none of these stars shine like MSNBC's Rachel Maddow. With typical blushing humility on her March 2nd program, the proudly lesbian commentator confirmed her celestial status.
In January, for the first time ever, this show was the number one most watched show on all of cable television, which is crazy, right? Not just the most watched show on cable news, but the most watched show in all of cable TV, everything. That was in January, which was flummoxing, and I thought absolutely was a fluke. But then today, we learned that we did it for a second month in a row. It turns out we were the most watched show on all of cable TV for both January and February, which I have no idea what to make of. But it is a really big deal for us, and I'm really thankful to you for watching this show. I had no idea there would ever be so many of you watching. It does blow my mind personally, but I am so grateful and humbled. Thank you for supporting the show. Thank you for supporting MSNBC. We will keep doing our best to be worthy of your time and your trust for you tuning in. So, all right, let us never speak of this again. Sorry, but I had to get that out. All right, moving on. Today, the nation's...
Rachel Maddow's network, MSNBC, also topped all cable channels in February.
This is Augustine Burroughs, and you are listening to This Way Out, the international gay and lesbian news magazine.
Republicans in state legislatures across the U.S. are taking their politics back to the toilet with a slew of transphobic measures. You'd think they would have learned a lesson from North Carolina. That's where the first state law that included prohibiting trans people from using public accommodations in line with their gender identity created a backlash that shifted power to the Democrats. Although that bathroom bill ultimately did not survive, similar proposals to restrict queer civil rights now carry the same dangerous implications. So let us learn the lessons from This Way Out's coverage of North Carolina's battle over bias, as reported by our Lucia Chappell 5 years ago this month.
Carolina, from the coast of Tennessee, Carolina, mountains far as you can see. If your soul needs a lift, just close your eyes and drift away to Carolina, North Carolina. My home.
When Charlotte, North Carolina's city council added LGBT people to its anti-discrimination protections, it so alarmed the state Republican-dominated legislature and Republican Governor Pat McCrory that they forced taxpayers to finance a special session this week to overturn it before it could take effect on April 1st. They even went so far as to forbid any other local government from enacting laws that don't mirror what's already in state law. North Carolina offers no anti-bias protections for LGBT people. The new legislation also bans transgender people from using public facilities that correspond to their gender identity. McCrory signed the package of bills into law within hours of passage on March 24th. BuzzFeed's Dominic Holden explored the implications of the new laws on the March 24th edition of the PBS NewsHour.
There were more than 100 bills filed that target LGBT people in some way. The one in North Carolina was somewhat unique in that it combined two other types of bills we've seen. One is a preemption bill that overrides local jurisdictions, and the other would ban transgender students from school restrooms that correspond with their gender identity. Conservative activists have latched onto this to suggest that there's some sort of safety threat presented. It's important to note that in the 200 cities and 17 states with laws like this already on the books, there are no examples documented of a transgender person who is this sex predator in a bathroom. It's got no factual foothold. This seems like it's ripe for a legal challenge.
Charlotte Mayor Jennifer Roberts echoed BuzzFeed's Dominic Holden in her critique of the new laws. She discussed the situation and what lies ahead for her city on MSNBC's The Rachel Maddow Show.
I was frankly appalled at the special session called for emergency needs to allow people to discriminate. Someone can find a sign in front of a restaurant that says, "No gays welcome here," and that will be perfectly legal. And we are in conversations with our business leaders, our faith leaders, our community leaders to talk about the values that we have in Charlotte. Our values are to be inclusive.
Georgia Governor Nathan Deal announced on March 28th that he plans to veto his state's anti-LGBT bill.
I do not think that we have to discriminate against anyone to protect the faith-based community in Georgia, of which I and my family have been a part of for all of our lives.
The American Civil Liberties Union has already announced that it will spearhead a challenge to North Carolina's discriminatory laws in federal court.
Ah, North Carolina, home of beaches, mountains, and an extremely homophobic governor. Now you can experience the beautiful outdoors, cityscapes, and incredible ignorance by hang gliding backwards in time, racing to the wrong side of history in a kayak, teaching your children to judge others while frolicking in the waves, and enjoying our waterfalls without fear of gay people falling on you. If you're grossed out when same-sex couples order wedding cakes, or if you're obsessed with who is in what bathroom, or if you think religious liberty laws only apply to your religion, North Carolina's for you. We're resisting social progress rather than helping people in need, because North Carolina stands for Nobody Cares.
Hey everybody, this is Leah Delaria, and you are listening to This Way Out.
Sunday Someday supports LGBT youth and queer trans people of color.
Now I need just a little distress.
some queer music that's hot off the presses. But first, we sing the praises of an old favorite.
Over the Rainbow, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. Classic Academy Award-winning ballad, Over the Rainbow, has been a staple in the gay community songbook for years. It was even sung by supporters of same-sex marriage in Minnesota's State House before its Senate approved a marriage equality bill on May 13, 2013. Sometimes referred to as Somewhere Over the Rainbow, the music for the song was written by Harold Arlen with lyrics by E.Y. Harburg for the 1939 movie The Wizard of Oz. It was sung by actress Judy Garland, who played the part of Dorothy Gale in the movie. Garland first recorded the song on MGM's soundstage on October 7, 1938, using an arrangement by Murray Cutter. The song became her signature song for the next 30 years, until her death on June 22, 1969. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Michael Simpson.
In case you haven't noticed, a lot's changed in the last year. This Way Out's Steve Sims shines his queer music-focused spotlight on a soon-to-be-released offering from a group of artists who found an alternative way to gather and create.
Get out your bar of soap. Party Mouth has released Let Go, the first single off the upcoming compilation album Sunday Someday, which will be released March 26th on queer run independent label Get Better Records. This is Party Mouth's Let Go. Sunday Someday supports LGBT youth and queer trans people of color. The album also features alt-punk band Nervous, singer-songwriter Koji, singer-songwriter Solstice Ray, and multimedia artist Full On Monet. Potty Mouth is a high-energy pop-rock trio originally formed in 2011 in Northampton, Massachusetts. The group features Abby Weems, Allie Einbleiden, Victoria Mananis, and now calls Los Angeles their home. Pitchfork's Nina Corcoran says Potty Mouth started in punk before discovering their knack for glossier, more melodic pop songwriting.
To you, black and blue and pink.
Koji is an American songwriter and activist from Pennsylvania, who in 2011 was named one of Alternative Press's 100 Bands You Need to Know. This is Koji's Burn It Down and Grow a Garden.
I believe that there's more for you.
The Sunday Someday album came together to fund top surgery and aftercare for a member of the group while raising awareness about the systematic oppression of queer trans people of color community members. They met virtually every Sunday. Koji says we're in a space where we gather on a regular basis even though we're separated geographically. Nervous is an English indie punk band from Watford. This is their song, Between the Lines. Nervous began as a bedroom songwriting project for singer and guitarist Em Foster, who came out as a trans woman following the release of their first album, Permanent Rainbow. Nervous also includes Paul Etienne, Lucinda Livingston, and Jack Kenny. To keep it free, but The Sunday Someday group wants to acknowledge the history of organizing and social movement and how creative communities can go about the work of community care and mutual aid. In order to manifest liberated futures, they must be imagined, and this group has provided space for their collective imagination with this record as the result. Solstice Ray grew up in a talented Philadelphia musical family. This is her song, Mountains. She is not only an accomplished singer with years of training under her belt in church and school choirs, she's also a self-taught guitar and piano player. She graduated with a bachelor's degree in anthropology from Temple University and went on to focus on her love for creating music.
To a place that was so dark, now I need just a little distraction.
Folon Monet, also known as Gabe Darling, is a multimedia artist from central Pennsylvania. They've been writing lyrics from a young age, but never attempted their hand at writing music until 2013. They then started writing their own songs. Darling ended up joining the Sunday Someday project through Koji after the artist invited them to join in on the weekly Zoom call. It honestly felt really wild to be included, Darling said, but I've been so grateful for it. Sunday Someday is not a record of and for the music industry, says Koji. This record is a celebration of and for the music industry. This record is a celebration of living in community and a project that asks, what world is possible when everyone's needs are met? The complete Sunday Someday album is available March 26th. For This Way Out, I'm Steve Simmons.
Thanks for finding This Way Out, brought to you by the nonprofit Overnight Productions. Some program material this week came from Paula Thomas and John Dyer V, produced by Brian DeShazer, from Lucia Chappell, Mike Simpson, produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns, and from Steve Sims, John Barrowman, Judy Garland, Potty Mouth, Koji, Nervous, Solstice Ray, and Full On Monet performed some of the music you heard, and Kim Wilson, composer, performed the theme music. That faux North Carolina tourism ad came from Funny or Die. This Way Out thanks the Kicking Assets Fund of the Tides Foundation, the Ivana Foundation, a bequest from Christopher David Trentum, and donors Judd Proctor and Brian Burns, and Richard Merck and Brad Payton of Silicon Valley. Listener donors make this program possible. Look for This Way Out Radio on social media, email tworadio@aol.com, or write to us at P.O. Box 1065, Los Angeles, California, 90078 USA. For Associate Producer Lucia Chappell and all of us at This Way Out, I'm Greg Gordon. Thanks for listening online at thiswayout.org and on KPNW, Bellingham, Washington, CJLY, Slocum Valley, New Denver, Nelson, Crawford Bay, British Columbia, WSUN, Madison, Wisconsin, and a wide array of community terrestrial and internet radio stations around the world, including this one. Stay healthy, stay safe, and stay tuned. Yeah.